Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Always wanted to hear the real deal when it comes to fitness, health, nutrition, and physical well-being? This is Dave's Power Half Hour, hosted by Tasha McKee.
What's cracking? What's really good?
They don't pull any punches. You'll only get the truth about how you get healthier mentally, physically, and emotionally. And now, here's Tasha McKee and Big Dave.
Let's go, baby. Welcome back to another edition of Big Dave's Power Half Hour, hosted by me, your girl, Tasha McKee. We're here.
What's up? We are here, and it's just us.
And it's just us. Get
Sometimes
that mic.
I like when it's just us.
I do too. I kind of miss it.
Just ruin it with people.
No, you don't. Big shout out to all of the people that have been on the podcast with us lately, from
Big
Chelsea to Big Rob. We've had a lot of great shows so far. What you laughing
it's a
about?
It's a learning curve for me.
He's
to just
mess.
Shut my damn mouth.
You're doing really good.
Shut
He's over
mouth.
Here working with his big
I got
ass
two
fingers.
Phones. I got two phones going on over. Kevin
phones.
Gates singing for us.
Okay.
Oh, hey.
What's popping? Okay, so this is the deal. We are 3 days away from the big day. We're really excited.
72 hours.
Okay, 72 hours.
See, I'm not
Why
just
are you
a
trying to do math right
I'm
now?
I'm just a bodybuilder.
You know I'm on medication. Okay, so we're
But I'm interrupting you.
Okay, fine.
A girl started today with me, and yes.
Oh, my gosh.
It's the first day of our journey.
Yes.
Technically.
Yes.
And shout out to Fit Foods. We're going to get her all set with Fit Foods.
Oh, my gosh.
Mario and Jeff and Nick and Joe
so
and all the boys over there.
We're coming
we're
to see you
we're
Friday.
We're coming.
We're really excited. So today, yes, like Dave said, I started today with him in the gym. I did 41 and a half minutes of cardio. And my back was stiffer than a damn tree, but I took a shower, washed everything, and I felt really damn good after that. You know what I'm saying?
You have to.
Damn it. It makes
I almost choked on my life saver. You have to predicate to everybody you washed everything.
I'm just saying washed.
As opposed
wash half
to just wash half your body?
Anyway.
Okay. Well, I'm just asking. I mean, the guys are driving right now listening to podcasts going, well, what part did she wash?
Like, I just washed my arms and my elbows this time.
Okay. Well, we'll just
That's
clarification.
It. Well, speaking of
We're all about transparency
good,
here at the Big Day's Power
I hate
Power.
Him so much.
She
we
loves
want you
me.
To come on out and feel real good. Super Circus Saturday.
Yes.
We're moving it to Aurora Chambers in Mississippi. Make sure you come on out. Check-in time is 9:45.
Shout out to Crunch and Aurora. Thank mm-hmm. you for hosting us. Big shout out to Christy.
Christy, we love you.
Our girl at Crunch Greenwood that oversees Crunch in Colorado. What a huge, huge help you have been.
Yes.
Shout out to the support from Crunch Corporate with
this.
Yeah.
We
love you
guys. You
guys, and we're doing things big.
Yeah.
Please come see us in Aurora. It's going to be a huge,
huge,
huge deal out there.
Yep.
We got a lot of vendors.
Yep. We got.
Do you want to do it or me?
Music by DJ Young Smitchell.
Which kills it.
It's going to be absolutely amazing.
It would be not shit, but boring.
Without Smitchell.
Without him.
Yeah, he's DJing and sweating at the same damn time.
Yeah.
It's going to be amazing. So today on the podcast, we are going to be talking about some of the quick fixes. It seems like when you go on social media, the biggest thing that's happening on Facebook, on Twitter, on Instagram, especially like nowadays in 2020, you notice that people are looking for quick fixes, and it seems to be the biggest thing that's going viral. And I'm not going to lie, there was a time in my life where I actually tried the quick fix too, like the quick teas and all
does.
That.
I tried the quick fix to gain weight when I started. Like,
to gain weight?
Yeah,
you
man, you had that big dog food bag of Gainer that was like... I think it came in like 5 pound, 10 pound bag. It was
and
like dog food.
What do you do with it?
You had a scoop that was the size of literally a half a shovel, and you would basically do your shakes out of that. And it was 10,000 calories per shake.
To gain
one shake,
weight.
To gain weight. Because when I started, I was 140.
I remember you said that. That's crazy.
Exactly.
And
so,
now you're huge.
Well, I don't know. My head's huge. but
he has no neck, but he's just big. He's all muscle, and he's just head and shoulders. But yeah, so there's a lot going on
Isn't
when it comes to the
song that head, knees, shoulders,
knees and toes.
Yeah. I know. See,
this is back in his pre-K days.
Yeah,
damn it,
I got kicked out of kindergarten.
So when it comes to the quick fixes, you think, okay, of course there's gainers. I didn't even know that, so we learned something new. You know, it's funny, like, sidebar, my mom wanted to, she wants to gain weight. She's like 98 pounds wet. So would that big dog food bag be good for my mom?
They've revamped everything so much now with all the technology, but and a lot of people can attest, like, back in the day when everybody started, you know, some of your old school guys like myself, you know, being a little bit older now, you see how far supplements
have come. They have.
And, you know, that's kind of what we were going to discuss today a little bit.
I'm so excited about this.
You know, with the way the supplement industry, which is a multi-bajillion dollar industry.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't even know how big that is, but bajillion's a lot. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't know if it's more than a trillion, but it's a lot.
Trigillion.
I don't even know if I could spell bajillion.
Don't.
But it sounds like an animal of some sort, but anyway, bajillion dollars worth of supplements. And the problem is that you got so many different supplement companies out there with Amazon representing so many now.
I love Amazon.
You got bodybuilding.com, which is a huge entity in our game.
Yep.
And then all these little companies that are involved that sell kind of their own in-house supplements, which are very good.
Yeah.
Then you got the SARMs, which we've kind of discussed on this show a little bit.
The episode.
But we can kind of go into a little bit. But a lot of these companies aren't regulated.
And,
you know, the FDA will approve a lot of your supplements out there, but there still are some that don't have to go into detail about what is in their product. As long as they say that the ingredients in the product, they don't have to list how much, they don't have to list the proprietary blend, like their secret ingredients.
Yeah.
They just have to say it's in there, and it could be a feather dust, or I'm sorry, not feather dust.
It could be like a dusting, like a lint ball.
Like a literally like a poof. Like a lint ball, perfect example.
Yeah.
Of what is in there.
And you think it's, you got the right
amount. So you don't know exactly what ingredient per se in some of the supplements that we use as a lot of men and women, like a hydroxycut. And those are kind of your popular ones.
I used to love
like BCAAs, hydroxycut, all these kind of stuff out there that is really popular.
Yeah.
There's proprietary blends in these supplements that make the product work with your system thermogenically or to gain weight. But again, FDA regulates, but there's certain states that the regulations are different than other states. So a lot of your supplement companies are manufactured and packaged differently because of the regulations. So you got to be really careful on what supplements you pick to make sure that they are exactly what you're paying for.
Yeah.
And if it's too cheap, then it's probably one of those too good to be true type things.
You never know what the hell you're
really
taking.
You really don't.
That's probably why we got to jump around and take so many different types of things and just see what works out with you. But I don't know. It's just really, really crazy. It seems to be like on social media, the most popular thing are the quick teas. Yeah. Like the lose your belly kind of stomach or whatever the hell teas.
Looks like a thermogenic tea.
That's what it is.
Yeah, like in the ball. You see the person. And what's funny to me, not to be critical or judgmental, but that's how I am, and I'm working on that. I'll call myself out. That's a whole nother show.
You got low with the voice.
Tosh is literally shaking her head yes over here.
No.
But real talk, you go to the mall,
yeah.
And what's funny is it doesn't matter what mall you go to in any state.
Yeah.
Because I travel a lot, and I see these little kiosks set up in the mall, and everyone out there can be like,
hey,
oh,
girl.
Damn, that's true. Like, hey, you want a tea?
Yeah.
The last thing I want is a green tea, thermogenic tea.
It's going to make my shit, my brain out.
Literally, that's going to metabolize me that I'm running diarrhea in the mall. Because you know the bathroom is like 800 miles away, or it's in a department store in the middle of old people's lingerie.
Oh,
like, well, our bathroom's up at customer service. Great. They have gift wrap, old people lingerie, and 90s. Okay, no disrespect to my senior citizen listeners, but you know damn well what I'm talking about. It's always by some weird ass deal.
And hidden in a
section you would never go to. You would never go there. So what's funny is that you could tell we're off the addiction topic today.
Yeah, we are.
A little more lighthearted. But no, for real, it's funny because the person that's always trying to sell the teas completely don't look like they've ever walked into a gym whatsoever. No. And they definitely don't drink the tea that
and
they're selling.
And they never really even know enough information.
They don't.
And me being, you know, going through my own transformations and stuff, I'm asking questions and they're looking at me like I got poop on my forehead. You know, like...
Obviously, the poop is the topic of conversation today.
Pretty much.
But for real,
poop
she's right. Important. And so you'll go to these people like, hey, green tea... metabolization tea.
Right.
And you're like, no, man, I'm good. No, yeah. No, take the tea.
Yeah.
It's like those people that throw like, do you want your watch cleaned in the middle of the mall? It's like, no. I'm good, man. Leave me alone.
Or, I like my watch
you know what
dirty.
The best is when they offer me a barrette for my hair. Now, if anybody sees me on the damn flyer or on the radio, which you don't want to look at my ugly mug, but if you happen to glance, you'll see I'm bald.
You're ridiculous.
Okay. And I have the old man ring around my head, which my girl likes to call it. That being said, Why are you gonna give me a beret or hair dryer for my head? But real talk. So usually the person that's always trying to sell you the tea has no knowledge of the tea, and that poor bachelor's just standing there for $10 an hour.
You are horrible. So what do you feel about the tea? Do you think it's
clearly
good
we don't
for your
like
body?
The tea? No, in all honesty,
there's so many
I think
different
that
types.
There's certain teas that metabolize the body well.
Yeah.
Green tea, black tea.
But these are like the quick tummy teas.
Those
on
are the
social
teas
media
you,
where
like
the girls
I said,
look
you get
snatched.
Them all. Right. And those will give you energy because they're loaded with like
all types
tea,
of stuff. Yeah.
Right? Like a black tea or like a green tea, which is going to give you energy. And,
yeah.
And it is going to speed up the metabolism. But it's just like you said, it's like a quick fix.
But does it help to have give you the long-lasting results that you need?
No, of course not.
Or is that
not.
Something that
no.
if you did start it, you got to stay on it, eat good, eat clean, work your ass
something
off?
Something like that would be really good to drink maybe before or during your cardio or workout.
Yeah.
But it could suppress your appetite a little bit if you're binging a little bit.
Mm.
So, yeah, there are a benefit to it, but if you rely specifically on that, no.
Do you think that, like, it can give you the results, but do you think your weight comes back, like, horribly? Like, because it's a lot of water you're probably getting rid of, no?
It'll definitely help with the water because green tea is a natural diuretic.
So that's
a lot
a
of the tea
ingredient.
Right, green tea.
So you can just go to the grocery store and get your ass
you
in
to Starbucks
and
have a green tea
a money.
And spend $4 on a Starbucks and get the same effect as the free tea that the little guy or girl is giving to you in the mall.
It's ridiculous. So I know, obviously, with you being fitness and you knowing all different types of diets and things like that,
but have you
heard about the Beyonce diet?
I have heard about it.
I did it.
Okay, and what is it?
11 days.
Of?
I lost like 19 pounds. And
really?
I'm not saying this for anybody to ever do it.
So is it safe?
I would say no.
So give me the
so
premise
hungry.
And then we'll go through
okay.
it.
Okay, the Beyonce diet is water, honey, cayenne pepper, and lemon.
In a drink.
In a drink, and that's all you do.
And how many times a day?
I had breakfast, I had it. I had it for snack, I had it for lunch, for snack, and for dinner.
Okay, so let's real quick, how's this sound to you? And you tell me to shut up or go forth, okay?
Go
it's
for
A
it.
Or B.
Come on.
List each ingredient real quick.
What is it?
List each ingredient real quick.
Honey.
Honey is going to give you the sugar that you need so you don't pass out because you're not eating.
Mm.
Number two.
Cayenne pepper.
Cayenne pepper, thermogenic. Going to help speed up metabolism. Going to help suppress appetite.
Lemon.
Lemon's going to help metabolize and break down food in the system to help get it through quicker.
And then like a warm room temperature water.
Water. Water's going to be the suspension, so basically you just can't shove that in your mouth and swallow it.
One of my girlfriends did this for almost 30 days.
That's
I
horrible.
Only could do it for 11. I thought I was so damn hungry. My weight came back on worse, and my poop schedule was completely off.
Yeah, you're going
to
be
important,
running
like,
to
real
the
talk.
Bathroom, really.
Oh, I was.
It's like a laxative in a way.
It was horrible.
Cayenne pepper could definitely do that.
And you
yeah,
have
God
to-
forbid you sneeze. You're going to need to change your drawers while you're looking for the bathroom from the green tea. Up in the old people's lingerie section.
You know what
See,
I'm
See, it all
of you.
Goes circles around, guys.
So what do you think? You're ridiculous. What do you think about the juice cleanse diet?
Put me on the spot.
I know, but these are the things that
the
everybody wants to
The juice cleanse diet is going to be one of those diets that you just do juices.
So you got vegetables,
right,
you got fruits.
Right, right.
But is it harmful? Do you think it's harmful?
I personally, and this is my, again, my own personal opinion on this, and I think I do speak for many people, but as a trainer, and I think I speak for most of my colleagues out there and dietitians that I know very well, you still need substance to
like
chew
protein.
And eat.
Yeah.
And I don't have a problem with some of these diets, but the problem is most people that do them are not probably doing a diet as they're getting ready to start it.
Right.
So in other words, their nutritional value for the day is completely off. They may eat one meal in the morning and maybe lunch in the afternoon and then skip dinner. Or they skip breakfast and have a Starbucks, then they'll have lunch and then they won't have dinner, or they'll pick on something.
It's so bad.
So when you introduce something like this that you're specifically going for non-perishable in the mouth chewing of food,
yeah, you're just drinking.
It is somewhat bad because your body needs to digest and be capable of excreting those nutrients to where they need to go.
Yeah.
The body needs certain nutrients for bone calcification and arteries and veins and blood and
everything to function. Right.
Your organs need certain things to function normally. So when you put these diets in play, what can happen is it can start to really affect the organs.
Mm-hmm.
So there's certain pancreatic functions that
could
go.
Scary.
There's certain liver function, because there are certain things in a lot of these teas and supplements that can pass through the liver, because the liver is like a filter. It's like the kidneys are like a filter.
Yeah.
So when you drink an excess amount of alcohol, they'll say, oh, your liver and kidneys are getting messed up, because that passes that alcohol through a filter.
It's like a filter, like Corona.
We'll talk about Corona.
I love Coronas.
Coronas.
I like
Don't get
both.
It twisted. You don't want coronavirus.
We're talking about the beer.
But everyone's freaking out because the beer is
they're
the
ridiculous.
Same name.
That's stupid. You know
right?
what it is? That's social media
and
people
being boxed in
because they're not willing to read and do research.
So my point is that if you have a mask on with coronavirus, it's not going to protect you. You need like a respirator or something. Okay, so it's the same type
Walk
of thing.
Walk around in a condom.
It's like a fit, right? Just put a condom on and zip tie that bitch
on
the bottom. Okay, make sure it ain't lube.
All right here.
Because then people are going to be like, oh, don't touch me because you got spermicide on my ass. All right, that's just gross. And you can't get no lube or spermicide off your clothes. It stains it.
God.
Not that I know.
I've just been told.
Is what
I'm saying. Okay,
okay,
fine.
But back to our topic. The point is that it's the same type of thing. Your liver and kidneys filter things through, so the body basically gets a purification. So when you have like a mask on, thinking it's going to protect you from a virus that's airborne, it's not.
Your hand, you're touching.
You know, if you're going to get it, you're going to get it. It's kind of, and granted, you can do it with friends. So to answer your question, when you do a juice diet or you do a green tea diet, or even to go a step further, an HCG diet.
What's that?
So the HCG diet was HCG and more geared towards women.
Is that the
men.
Pregnancy?
Yes,
chemical?
The pregnancy hormone.
Okay.
Okay. And a lot of men will take HCG when they're trying to get more sperm count up as a natural basically
stimulant or something.
Yeah. Well, it basically helps stimulate more production of sperm and in the testes
for men.
So when you're doing fertility drugs as men, if you have a low sperm count, they'll give you HCG to spike that up naturally.
That's amazing.
So when the woman's ovulating, you're ready to go. When she texts you and says,
just
get your ass home,
shooters
girl,
out, brother.
Let's roll. Like, they put capes on and they're jumping. See, my guys are like that. My guys like got a walker with tennis balls on the ball. Like, eh. Hey, yo, man. Yo, bro, hand me your hand, man. I need help getting up in there. It's like, yo, man, I can't crawl up that mountain right there, bro. It's too slick. You got to help me with this shit, bro. Like, hey, yo, hello. Anybody listening?
I hate you.
So for most people that have no problem with that, and I don't have a problem with just making a joke out there
for fact,
at least as far as I know, Revive, DTC, Greenwood Village, Colorado, they'll test you, and they'll check you and let you know. But in all honesty, what happens is the HCG diet was brought to the forefront that you would only drink teas, grapefruits or oranges.
Okay. Wow.
Because the simple sugars would help your blood sugar stay up. Because what people don't understand
is
when you don't eat calories or you don't give the system the food that it needs to process for a daily basis, you're going to start to feel weird. Organs are going to shut down.
That's scary.
It's like someone in a desert not getting water. Sooner or later, they're going to start feeding off themselves. The body goes into atrophy, and it basically eats itself.
Oh.
And it goes into a panic mode.
That's scary.
Same thing with ACG diet. The ACG diet, you do a shot to stimulate hormone and basically help reduce body fat on a very, very, very 500 to 700 calorie diet a day.
Wow.
That's it. And women and men have lost...
But as long
20,
as you're under the
pounds,
right doctor's orders,
but the
you're good.
The problem is that when you get off, you yo-yo horribly.
That's scary.
So you may lose 20 pounds while on the ACG diet.
Right.
But then when you start introducing food, depending on how you do it, then you start to yo-yo and gain. And that is a mess on the brain because then you start seeing the scale go up. So then you go to drastic measures to get it back down. And you can't just do the ACG diet like a day or two here and there.
No.
You've got to stay on it consistently for at least 14 to 20 days for the body to start to adapt to it. And most of your diet, you're going to notice with supplements as well, don't take advantage of the fact that when you do a supplement, you have to do it for at least 2 weeks to get the body to acclimate to what the supplement is supposed to do. So a lot of people think, oh my God, I got this new supplement and man, I feel bigger when it's supposed to make you bigger or fuller. Or man, I feel like I'm cut and hard and got more energy. Honestly, it's a placebo effect.
Mm.
Yeah, it's working, but it's not working to the potential that it will within about 2 weeks because the body will start working with it.
Oh,
so always give the body a few days to adjust with the supplement and then make your assumption whether it's working or not.
So let me ask you this. You ever heard about the baby food diet?
I know. I like the baby, the rapper. I like the baby.
You make me
baby
sick.
Baby food is gross.
The baby food. So what you do is you replace two of your meals with several cans of baby food. And that's another thing. I think
I've not heard of that one.
Brother, this weekend, I'm not going to lie, I was craving banana and custard.
You ate a baby food.
I did.
That's disgusting.
I went and got the Gerber.
It's so gross.
No, it's not.
It looks like diarrhea.
And it wasn't because I was trying to. No, it looks it's like diarrhea so damn good.
We're sitting on the poop.
It's so good. No, and I mean, my poop is doing really, really good.
Good. But applesauce, I could see.
I like applesauce too, but sometimes, once in a while, I want to have the baby food, the banana, but people are actually replacing two of their meals with baby food because of the low calorie count.
So the low calorie count, but you have to be very careful because if you look at a bananas and what was it? Bananas and what?
I had banana and then I bought another one that was custard. No, just fruit.
Peas are gross.
I love peas.
Of course you do.
You don't like any vegetable.
A round green ball with a texture of poop.
No.
It's gross.
It's good for you.
It's not. It is good for you.
Peas are good.
Shout out to our pea lovers.
That's me.
Real talk, though. So you had bananas and what?
Bananas and custard.
Okay. Custard?
Custard.
Okay. So like a vanilla custard.
Yeah.
Okay. So what's the major problem out there? And this is a good challenge for our listeners.
Okay.
All of our listeners out there, email us why baby food is not a good
replacement
for a meal when you're hungry. What is the key ingredients going to screw that up right there? Let's get our email
and I'm
listeners.
Not answer.
Email us the answer. Us in the answer.
Yeah.
I'm sure you know. Instagram are the answer, but
yeah.
let's give something away here.
Big Dave's Power Half Hour at gmail.com. If you know the answer, what do you want to do? Give them a meal plan or something?
I think we should give them a
baby
meal
food?
Plan. All week baby food ACG diet. No, real talk. We'll do a week's worth of diet for a man or a woman. So make sure you specify your age, what gender you are, and what your goal is and what your weight is.
Yeah.
And I will put together a week's worth of diet for you. And
That'll be a good price.
The first person that does it, that's it.
That's it.
I think that's good.
Quick answer.
And I think
okay.
we all know the answer, but we're going to go
I'm
ahead
I'm not going to say it.
No, don't say it.
Because I know our listeners
you can tell
are
me
smart
off the
like
air.
That. Okay, perfect. Deal. Moving on. How do you feel about carb-blocking pills?
So that's a great question. So back in the day, probably about, I want to say, 8 to 10 years ago, because I'm old and have Alzheimer's now, and
he
I don't remember
not. He's so dramatic.
Ketosan. I don't know if you remember. Ketosan. Ketosan used to be the carb-blocking supplement.
Okay.
What it would do is it would go into the system,
mm-hmm.
it would go into the stomach, and it would literally make your body digest carbs and make them kind of like a little package in the stomach.
Okay.
It would almost, I'm trying to word this the right way, guys, so excuse me if I don't get this right. Ketosan was designed to basically make carbs separate in the stomach and then expend them.
To wherever they got to go.
So your poop, and not to be graphic.
No, but poop
but
is
your
a part of
poop
fitness.
Would like, literally look like it was a big fat globule in the toilet. So what it did was it would be encased in the intestine.
Okay.
And then try and pass through. And it made people very, very sick.
Really?
So they were not the... And they actually got pulled off the market and revamped because the original Ketosan, I think it's Ketosan.
Such a pretty name.
Ketosan. When it first came out, it was literally you were shitting fat, not to be so graphic, pooping fat, sorry.
Yeah.
And literally you would see in the toilet, again, not to be graphic, but these were factual things that would happen. you would see fat deposits in the toilet. Now, if
what does
everybody,
that look like?
So
like, is it like
oil and water don't mix.
Kind of a look?
Well, no, oil and water don't mix.
Okay.
So it was literally like someone put vegetable oil or oil in water, and it would sit on top of the water. So that's what it was doing. So it was pulling the fat and the carbohydrate into like a casing, and then your body would excrete it. Again, not to be graphic.
That's amazing.
But it was really bad because a lot of people were getting very dehydrated off that because it would basically eliminate, and it was like a sponge coming out of your behind. And it was fat and water and all sorts of other things. And it was crazy. And a lot of people got very sick from that. So the FDA,
that was back then.
FDA banned it.
Okay.
And I don't know if it's been revamped, but it's its own supplement. So when I say its own supplement, it wasn't mixed with anything. So like, for example, Ketosan was Ketosan. It wasn't cut with anything. As a matter of fact, I think it was cut with one thing, and it was a shell. A white shell of some sort, like shells that you would see on the beach.
Yeah.
It was mixed with that. So that would go and help break down the carbs
everything
in the
inside.
Stomach, and then it was excreted. And that's the only thing that was in the product. So, like, when you buy turmeric, it's just turmeric.
Yeah.
When you buy vitamin B12, it's just
B12. It's just B12.
So Ketosan was just its own entity. That's it.
Are they still around?
As far as I know, no.
No longer.
FDA pulled them. FDA's very quick to pull stuff like that because when you get something like that, you got to be very careful because, like I said, the health risks of dehydration, fat loss, you know, it just is not a good mix. And people are getting very sick. So a lot of women and men that were trying to lose a ton of weight, like models and stuff like that, were doing Ketosan.
Mm-hmm.
And they're already thin as it is. So what would happen is they would get so sick because they had no substance in their stomach. They were not
So they were carving out, but then eating this to eat the carb away.
And then literally, the body was excreting fat and carbs at one time.
See, I remember trying a carb eater pill or whatever you want to call it, blocking pill, and I felt like it didn't do anything for me. I love carbs.
Right.
So I want my carbs. But now let me ask you, why do you think people want to have the fast results nowadays? In your opinion, as a
social media.
Social media.
I think the problem is that, you know, and I think Robert shed some light on this too.
Mm-hmm.
Our good friend from Biggest Loser. Shout out to Robert. Hope you're doing well. Hope everything's going
He's
well
doing
with the family.
Amazing.
That's our boy. I like Robert a lot, and our listeners got a lot out of that show. So thank you, Robert, again. Shout out to you. I personally think that, again, I think that the way our society has become, it's interesting you ask this. I'm going to kind of go on a little tangent here,
go
if you don't
it.
Mind.
No.
Something everybody can relate to. Netflix, of course.
Mm-hmm.
We've been watching this Love is Blind show.
I tried to start it, fell asleep.
It's amazing.
I heard it's amazing.
It is amazing.
Yeah.
Now, every guy out there, don't bullshit yourself, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You know you watch Bachelor with your fiance, girlfriend, boyfriend,
There's nothing
whatever.
Wrong with that.
You all watch it. You may not admit it because people think it's like feminine stuff. I watch Bachelor.
Brother.
I watch Bachelor and Bachelorette because it's funny as hell.
Yeah.
Okay? I've never seen a show that condones cheating. I think
and
it's
that's
amazing.
Blind love,
I think
love
it's
blind?
Amazing. No, Love is Blind is completely different. So you got Bachelor that condones cheating.
Oh, the black.
So
all
what
the
I
girls
think
know.
Is what I think is funny is that you know you go on a show knowing that the person you're going to marry is going to cheat with two other women, and if you're the last one, then you got sloppy 2 seconds.
Mm.
That's crazy to me.
Maybe it was a good way for him to get it out the system, though.
Whatever works. I just think it's funny that we can go cheating
hard.
On national television.
I think it's,
how do you explain to your children, mommy? He was with that girl on a Monday, but then he's on that with that girl on a Wednesday, and then he's in the windmill on Friday. Okay, it's like a miniature golf game. Someone's getting something in the hole. Okay?
Disgusting.
So my point is, Love is Blind, the whole preface of the show is,
yeah,
10 people, 10 men, 10 women, you go into these pods, but the whole preface of the show is you don't see the person.
Okay.
It's all predicated on feelings, emotions, and getting to know the person without physically
seeing
them.
So somebody could be like 80, you could be like 24.
Yes. You could be black, she could be white. You could
That's
be handicapped, great. She could be blind. You could be deaf. Well, obviously you can't be deaf because you can't sign through. So deaf, I'm sorry to my deaf people. You can't be deaf because you can't see through the damn wall. But my point, or hear through the wall. My point is that you could have a disability. The other person may be completely fine.
So you're really connecting off
feelings. It's literally connecting off of discussing things with them.
Emotion.
And everyone goes into their different pods until you find that person you feel you gel with the most.
Yeah.
So then after 10 days, these people usually have found that one person.
Mm-hmm.
And one person could have the same girl. The guy could have three different girls that he finds that he matches with.
Okay.
But usually it kind of it's kind of a self-elimination.
Uh-huh.
So then what happens is, and I don't want to tell everybody's show, but the point of it is you don't see the person.
Right.
So it takes that physical aspect out of it.
Okay.
And I think it's a great thing because so many people are so consumed and worried about what they look like as opposed to...
I got to be attracted to you at least.
Right.
Though.
And that's a hard thing because I will be honest, I am one of those people that when I see someone... You either find them attractive or you don't.
Yeah.
Especially when you're finding love, you know.
Yeah.
So, yeah. And you got to watch the show because the show goes into multiple aspects of some people don't find the person attractive. Some people's forcing themselves to find the person attractive.
That's hard.
For whatever reason. Maybe they're short. Maybe they're tall. Maybe they're heavy. Maybe they're not. So I'm not going to give it away. But watch the show because it really does dictate what our society is focusing on. And that is how someone looks. And it just goes to show you. You can find love by just talking to someone without the physical aspect.
Mm-hmm.
But I personally, and this is just my, and I think I speak for both of us, I got to see the person up front.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yep.
And call me judgmental, call me critical, I don't care. I got to find the person up front.
Yeah.
So something like that probably wouldn't work for me.
Not for me either.
But I think that it just goes to show you that
Society,
we're not in the dating realm that it used to be.
Mm-hmm.
Like when you used to court in a girl as a guy, you would call her, hey, can I get your number? Can I ask you on a date? If it was kind of a little bit younger person or back in the day, you would ask their parents, hey, can I take your daughter out for a date?
Right. I love the old-fashioned way.
It's just like if you don't respond within a certain amount of minutes,
bye.
You're done. You got five other girls at your disposal.
Yeah.
And it kind of is taking the novelty of dating. And I think that's why these dating apps don't work because you send pictures, almost a catfish. You send pictures of what you think they want you to look like, but it's not you.
Mm.
So then when they see you in person, like, who the hell are you? You know? Who the hell are you?
Evie.
Yeah, what's up? How you doing?
What's up, girl?
I didn't know you had such a deep voice and a big Adam's apple. Okay. All
right. Yeah, but society has changed up everything.
I couldn't agree more. I think that the way the dating scene is now with all these apps, it's absolutely ridiculous. I think it's stupid. And it's really sad that we've come to the point where you just can't go up to a girl and be like, hey, girl, you know, I think you're really cute and I think you're awesome. Can I get your number? Because most girls will look at you and be like, who the hell are you? Get away from me, weirdo.
Mm-mm.
And it's sad because they've probably had a situation in the past that's put them in this position of why they're acting the way they are.
So to bring it all together, you're saying that we pretty much like instantaneous results when it comes to like the fast results for working out. You're
100%.
Saying you're comparing it.
Everybody
with
wants
blind.
Things now. People don't
microwave results is a better way to say it.
That's a great word, yeah, because you just zap it and you're ready to go.
Like that.
You know, but there also has to be, it's like cooking
it's
something
weird.
In a microwave as opposed to cooking something from scratch.
I don't use a microwave.
You know, There's times that it's good, and then there's times that you don't need it.
Yeah.
You know, but I think that's
changed.
A really good point. It's like everybody wants things now. Everybody wants to make money now. Everybody wants to get rich now. Everybody wants the car.
But the
now
is not always good, whether it's love, whether it's results in fitness, whether
it's
anything.
Anything that takes hard work to do is worth it.
Yeah, but most people nowadays, like you said,
with
society and social media, you know, with the love, with the fitness, people want it like yesterday.
It's entitled. Well, you know, so-and-so on social media looks that way because of this. It's like, why can't you just give them props for working hard?
Yeah.
Just because you may not look that way, and that's why.
You know what's so funny?
People are very quick to be judgmental because they don't want to do the work that that person's done.
No, or they want to chop down your
hard-ass
work.
It's just like you said. Yeah, exactly.
Like, when I lost my first 100 pounds, the first thing, it took me a long time to even post a before and after because I look like a mother to myself, right?
Right, right.
And so the first thing was she got surgery. She did this. I never got surgery. I don't plan on getting surgery. And if my boobs get too long and they become scarves, I'm going to get surgery, okay? Ew. But the thing is that we're so used to chopping people down. Social media has created monsters.
Yes.
It could be used for such positivity, but people, like you said, they want quick results. And the best thing you can do is get yourself in a gym. And if you're interested in any of these diets, I think just be smart. Eat food, chew food, digest food, enjoy your food.
I mean, look at back in the day. You know, people are going to say, well, the paleo diet from the caveman group. We don't know that for sure. Were you there? Were you there?
Always have
Were you in a caveman, okay? Did you ever see a woman get hit in the head with a club and dragged into the cave?
No.
Let me tell you something, okay? Every woman I know, including the one sitting in front of me, if I hit you with a club in the head, you're going to shoot me in my face, okay? Or kick me in my nuts.
I'm going to kick you.
Yeah, literally.
Yeah, I'm kicking you.
Go, you know what, bro? Everybody out there, as my guys out there, Go hit your girl with a club and watch what happens.
You're going to jail, brother.
Go and call in and email in. Let me know how that result turns out. You better be going to Louis or Gucci or Ocean Prime to be taking them out, because you're going to have a knot on your head. Yeah, big shout out to Ocean Prime, my boy Aaron, Zach, all the boys out there, Jerry, Terrence.
We love you guys.
DTC, yeah. Colorado. Go to Ocean Prime. Tell me you heard us there. They will hook you up.
Speaking of hooking you up, we're going to hook them up this weekend.
We got vendors up the bazooki.
Can you tell them what vendors? Because, you know, first of all, I'm going to be at Oprah.
Yeah.
I'm really excited about going to Oprah.
Oh, she's not going to be with
Big
us.
And then Big Dave is going to be on the microphone.
Yeah, I was threatened with my job if I didn't get on the microphone by Victor Peloton Star.
Wow.
Yeah, he told me if I didn't do my job, I'm not going to be here, which I'm sure all you guys out there are like, oh, good, he ain't going to be on the mic.
He will be on the mic this Saturday at Crunch Fitness on Chambers and Chambers and Mississippi.
Chambers and Mississippi.
9:45, check out.
Be out there.
Check in. We got a
lot
of vendors.
Even if you don't come out and train, and I want to make this very clear to everybody that comes to the circuits, even if you don't come out and train, come out and be a part of it. We're going to have a food truck out there. We got Cruise In and Eat. It's a Mexican food truck that's going to be out there. They got 4.5 stars on Yelp. Pretty impressive.
Love it. All right. So excited.
We got Jimmy John's going to be out there with sandwiches.
Nice.
We got Revive
that.
MD, which I can't talk about enough. Revive's going to be out there. Revive Greenwood Village, Colorado.
We love you guys.
Shout out to Todd and Susie, Dr. B, Mario, everybody there, the whole staff. We're going to have them giving out free B12 shots. And they added something new for us, too, to our listeners.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody that mentions Big D's Power Half Hour or KS107.5 that they're listeners, they're going to give you free blood work in the clinic. So let me make that clear. In the clinic only, guys. Can't do blood work at the gym during circuit because it's not sanitary. We don't want you getting coronavirus.
Jesus.
But in the clinic, I got to go with the times here. In the clinic, free blood work if you mention KS107.5, Tasha Makia, Victor Starr, or Big Dave's Power Half Hour.
Yeah.
And if you do that, please follow Revive and us on Instagram.
Yes.
Please, please, please. And mention that free blood work with $150 to $250. That's where it all starts.
Yeah.
It all starts with the blood work. And
that's
I cannot stress
about
that enough.
Mm-hmm.
So mention that. They're going to hook you up. We also got Junkyard Training out there. Shout out to my boy Jesse. We're going to have the cryo chamber out there.
It's awesome.
There is a list of services that are going to be on our Instagram page.
Yeah. Yep.
Tasha will get those out there pretty quick for us. Pricing is special for listeners and participants in the circuit for Saturday.
This Saturday.
And I was told that if you have insurance or FSA card, that you can put it on your insurance there, and you don't even have to spend any of your own money.
We're just trying to help you
get it hooked up.
Results.
So he's going to have cryo chamber out there, $25 for 5 to 6 minutes, $150 to $200 value. So right there is huge. And dry needling, cupping,
massage. What's dry needling?
So dry needling is a process. What they do is they take an acupuncture needle.
Okay.
So it's not like sticking a big ass like crochet needle in your
body. Okay, fine.
So what they do is if there's a problematic area like the knees, the shoulders, which most people have problems with, insertion of the pec, lower back, which you can attest to.
That's me.
Okay, what they do is they put a small acupuncture needle in the origin of the pain.
Okay.
And then basically they tap it in very slowly.
Mm-hmm.
And they only go to a certain level, which in turn creates more circulation in that body part.
Wow.
Which, of course, helps with inflammation and pain.
Yeah.
It is amazing. I used to think it was stupid. It didn't work.
No,
I was like, oh, hell no.
Fantastic.
They're
going to
put some weird-ass needle in my neck. It works, guys. I'm not just telling you. So Jesse's going to be doing that out there.
It's going to be a good
time.
And
it's going to be very, very inexpensive to our participants and listeners. And KS107.5.
Yeah, so
our
come
boy,
on out.
Our DJ, which is incredible.
Schmitzel's
going to be there. Victor Starr's going to be there.
And
runs the show.
The Mile High Blaze is going to be in the building.
Yes,
They've
Mile
been
High Blaze.
Like
we say kind of the best
Instagram.
For last.
We appreciate you guys. So it's going to be awesome.
Yeah, the women's football team's going to be out there. And if you're interested in participating in that, they want to meet you out there. They're going to be out
with
representatives out there to talk to you guys about what they're doing. And Crunch, of course, is holding it down. That's the house that we're doing it at.
That's right.
So free memberships, free towels, free shirts. Just a lot of fun. And like I said again, not to repeat myself, even if you don't participate,
please come out. Bring the energy.
You know, we're all going to be there. If you have any medical issues, we can talk. We can set you up with the right vendors going to be out there.
Trainers.
And everything. So, again, it's going to be a lot of fun. We're moving it out there just for a little different scenery.
Yeah.
We'll be back at Greenwood shortly,
everybody.
But we just want to mix it up a little bit so everybody can participate.
All right. We'll see you there this Saturday, Crunch Fitness Chambers in Mississippi. We love you. Anything you want to say, Big D?
Just shout out to everybody. Of course, my family at 107.5.
We love you guys.
Can't thank you guys enough for everything that you always do. do for me, all your support. And you guys out there, we wouldn't be here without you. So thank you, thank you.
Love you guys.
Follow Big Dave's Power Half Hour on social media. At Big Dave's Power Half Hour. Join us next week for another episode dedicated to getting you healthier, mentally, physically, and emotionally. It's Big Dave's Power Half Hour, hosted by Tasha Makia.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.